Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Everyone hates moving day.
What a hassle.
But you don't have to. Dielman Moving and Storage, with their experience and training, can take care of all the details and put your mind at ease. Everything you need for a smooth move can be handled by Dielman Moving and Storage. If you need boxes or packing materials, if you need help moving your stuff, or if you just need a place to store your stuff, call Dielman Moving and Storage. 314-428-MOVE. 314-428-MOVE. Mention this ad and save 10% on packing materials. Deal with Dielman. Dielman Moving and Storage. Online at dealmanmoving.com.
Walgreens is just around the corner with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Colin will join us for movie reviews later on. Mike Evans, the Harris Challenge, Knuckleheads in the News, all coming up. I almost canceled today's show because of the weather.
Yes.
If only there were
been,
if only,
no
there,
kidding.
Only there were a way to do that. You know, you always hear, oh, the Cardinals game rained out, canceled on account of the weather. school's closed on account of the weather. How about it's almost 80 degrees outside, and I don't want to be inside.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Let's take the show outside.
Rack up a best of. We're going outside. Here's our problem. We have nothing to do outside.
No.
We walk around the parking lot, and then we go home. So we figure, why don't we come in here and do this? Actually, I've already been quite busy today. I was working on a Kickstarter campaign I'm starting. You may have heard that yesterday was the last day Gisele Bündchen was doing a fashion runway job. She's getting out of that business.
No, so, I didn't hear that.
So now I don't know how she and Tom Brady are going to pay their mortgage, and I'm starting up a Kickstarter campaign to help them out.
That's good.
It's part of the humanitarian side of me. By the way, she makes more than he does. Did you know that?
No, I
didn't. Supermodel Gisele Bündchen makes more than New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
Wow.
Yeah, by a lot. Something like $80 million to $20 million or something like that.
Wow.
But yeah. Again, with it, so without her work, honey, how much you got on you?
Yeah.
Going to be a lot of that. Also coming up on the show today, I'm going to introduce you to Dan McLaughlin, not the Cardinals broadcaster. Have you ever heard the saying that it takes 10,000 hours to master something? If you want to go and learn how to play the violin, well, you got to put in 10,000 hours of practice. If you want to learn anything, 10,000 hours of practice, it takes that long for you to get proficient in it. You're not going to become an overnight sensation in anything, and you maybe not going to be a sensation at all, but you got to put in 10,000 hours. Well, this guy, Dan McLaughlin, said, well, I'm going to put that to the test. He quit his job and said, I'm going to learn golf. He had never played golf in his life. And he said, I'm going to learn how to play golf, and I'm going to put in the 10,000 hours, and I'm going to get really good at it, and eventually, hopefully, be able to play in tournaments. He'll join us in 20 minutes and tell us how that's going. I will tell you, He made that decision 5 years ago this month.
Wow.
So I don't know how far into the 10,000 hours he is. You know, I mean, if you put in 100 a week, that's 5,000 a year. But 100 hours a week. You can't play golf 100 hours a week because of darkness. But we'll find out. He'll join us in about 20 minutes or so. And not that this is a sports-related show in any way, but I do want to talk about this ESPN reporter, Britt McHenry, who was suspended by the network yesterday because she got into a dust-up with a woman at a towing company in Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. Have you heard about this story?
No.
Britt McHenry is one of the attractive young women who does a lot of sideline reporting.
Yeah.
Does she? I don't know. I never see her in an NFL game, so I guess maybe she does.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of reporting she
college
does.
College stuff, or you know, maybe she's on the
Sports
Sunday
Center. Maybe she does a segment or whatever.
Something there. I don't know, but she's a very attractive blonde. You can see, as soon as you see her, you go, well, I know how you got the job. You look like that, and if you know something about sports, okay, that's how you get the job. So her car was towed by this company called Advanced Towing. And have you ever had your car towed?
No.
Dan?
Been lucky enough to avoid
no,
that.
I have not.
I did once, maybe 20 years ago. And it's the worst feeling in the world. You go, you have lunch somewhere, or you go to a game or a concert or something, you come out, where the hell is my car?
Yeah, I'm sure first you have to think it's stolen.
Yes, that is your first thought.
And then how do you find out it was towed, and then how do you find out who towed it?
You call 911, and a cop comes, and maybe they know somehow.
Or if you go ask somebody at the establishment or wherever you are, they say, oh, yeah, that's a tow zone or whatever. That's been towed.
When my car was towed, I was towed for having the front fender, I'm not kidding, 1 foot over a line.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And 1 foot.
And it was ticketed by a cop who called a tow truck, and they towed it 1 foot over a line.
He must have had a big fight with his wife before he came on duty.
Well, I had a big fight, which is why I'm kind of sympathetic to this Britt McHenry. I want to play you some audio of her with the woman at the towing company. Now, it's important to realize that the woman who works for the towing company there is just a clerk. All she does is collect money from people whose car has been towed and give them their keys and their paperwork, and they go on. She does not make the policies there. She does not.
No.
She's not the owner. She doesn't make the decisions about who gets towed or anything. She works in a shack all day long with angry people coming in. I want my car!
Yes, every one of the people that comes in is already ticked off.
No one comes in there and says, hey, I hope you're having a nice day. No! There are F-bombs dropped in your face all day long. I don't think you could do the job very long because after a while, every day when you go home, you're pissed off because you've been treated like garbage by people who, you know, all you did was take a probably minimum wage job and this is the abuse you get. And I completely understand that. And that woman, whoever she
is. Unless you're part of the ownership, unless you're either.
Correct. I mean, if you're the owner.
Owner's wife, owner's sister, you know, somehow,
kid.
Yes.
Okay. By extension, yes. I could see where the anger would come in. So this Britt McHenry goes in, and her car's been towed. I don't know where it was towed from, but she makes some rather insulting comments. Now, this audio is not 100% clear, but we're playing for you a couple of the pieces of it that we can play based on language and audibility. Here she is.
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
That's fine.
I will please sue this place.
Okay, that's fine, and I'll play your video, so careful.
Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why, because I have a brain and you don't? Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would have. Oh, like yours? Because they look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're in a trailer, honey.
Have a nice.
Lose some weight, baby girl.
Okay, in case you missed that, she says, do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout. I could do the same thing here. And she says a couple of times, you know, I'm on TV. She says, I'll sue this place. And the woman who works there says, okay, and then we'll show people this video. And Britt McHenry then looks up at the camera and realizes, okay, I'm on camera. But that doesn't stop her from continuing to go after it. You know, maybe if I was missing some teeth, they'd hire me here. And then at the end, you heard her say, lose some weight, baby girl. Now, in the annals of abuse, of verbal abuse, where does this fall on the scale?
I don't think, I mean, it's bad, but I don't think, I've heard much worse.
I've heard a lot worse. I probably have said a lot worse. I'm sure if there were video and audio of me going to the towing company when my car was towed 20 years ago, I probably said some things I shouldn't have said. Thank goodness there isn't that.
Maybe, footage out there.
You know, normally I'm a mild-mannered, gentle kind of guy. I thought we'd all enjoy that. But here's the question. Did Britt McHenry deserve to be suspended for a week from ESPN for this?
I think it's just because of the backlash that it's everywhere. I mean, every media outlet.
Well, what's the backlash? The backlash is she's what?
It almost pins ESPN in the corner, though.
How so? It's something just she didn't do it as an ESPN person.
No,
it's not on ESPN.
But in these times that we live in now.
I'm with Peon on this. In these times, when you say, lose some weight, honey, talk about her education, and talk about her being on TV, and
teeth.
I'll sue this place. I'm on TV, and I'll sue this place. But personally attacking that lady with her her weight and her education.
See, I think the entitlement part of it is a little bit bigger. I think you're right about the, hey, I'm on TV. I hate that attitude.
Yeah.
I've never gone someplace and say, hey, you know what? I'm on the radio. Don't treat me like this. Because, by the way, the radio business, we wouldn't get any respect.
No.
People who work the Tilt-A-Whirl at the Carnival get more respect than we do. Hey, I work the Tilt-A-Whirl at the Carnival. Oh, excuse me, sir.
Oh, well, come on in.
Yes, come right in. Let's give you the white glove service. Radio guy, get the hell out of here. We got Tilt-A-Whirl boy in here.
Hey, listen, when my at the next picnic, can my kid get in the front of the line? Yeah, well, come on in.
That's pretty much how that works. But TV is a different thing. A, people on TV get paid a lot more. My wife used to work in television. I know TV dollars are literally bigger than radio dollars. So, I mean, the currency is bigger.
Oh, sure.
I don't mean the amount. I mean the actual bills are larger. You can ask Larry Connors sometime. He'll tell you. So when this woman goes in there and she starts pulling off that attitude, that to me is the worst part of it. That sense of entitlement. I'm famous. I'm beautiful. She's also got that going for her. You know, making fun of somebody who's not very attractive. We don't see that woman in the video, by the way, do we? There's no clip of the clerk. It's just a Britt McHenry there, and she's got her hair up, and she doesn't have makeup on. It's an off day for her, but not an off day for her ego. So I completely understand why there would be some outrage in that direction. Here's how I would have handled it if I were her boss. Britt, come on in the office. Let's talk for a second. You're going to make a formal apology to this place. And I don't want to hear what they did to you was wrong or anything like that. Because what you did in the way you treated this other person was across a line that, frankly, you know you shouldn't have done. And by the way, we know that she shouldn't have done it because she later did apologize. She said, in an intense and stressful moment, I allowed my emotions to get the best of me and said some insulting and regrettable things. As frustrated as I was, I should always choose to be respectful and take the high road. I'm sorry for my actions, and I will learn from this mistake. I don't know who wrote that for her. Maybe she wrote it herself. I don't know. Sounds PR-ish to me.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, all you need to do is make that apology. Maybe send a bouquet of flowers to the woman who works at the towing company. Now, let's talk about the towing company for just a second. We can come back to the punishment. This company, Advanced Towing, you looked them up, right?
I did. I looked up their Yelp page.
And?
I think Yelp works on a 5-star rating.
Yes.
And I believe they were at 1.5 stars total.
Because you can't give negative stars.
No, 1 is the lowest star you can give.
First of all, who is rating a towing service? As I pointed out before, there's never going to be a positive experience with them. Well, you know what? I take that back. Your car breaks down. You need a towing company, but I don't know if they do that kind of work, but maybe they do.
I'm sure they do.
Okay. You know, it snows. You can't get your car going. you call the towing company. That's the only condition under which you would give a positive review to a towing company. Most of the time, you're pissed off at them.
Yes.
Because they towed your car. But apparently, there's a history of, quote, inappropriate towings. Like they towed one man's car with his children inside.
Inside?
The woman had her dog towed
away.
Yes,
they took a woman's car with the dog inside. In some cases, trucks have been towed while the drivers were making deliveries. Now, think about how quickly that has to happen. Somebody makes a delivery, they're not out of the truck more than, what, 10, 15 minutes?
Right.
In that time, are these tow trucks just driving around looking at various places?
That's what I gathered from some of the reviews, that they actually hunt out certain spots that they know are hot spots and just wait.
And then they'll just go tow somebody for no reason?
Well, I mean, they'll have a reason because, you know, like even a delivery driver, you're not supposed, even though everybody does it, they can come up with a, you know,
you're parked
not
in a fire lane
to,
or something.
Yeah, or double parked somewhere. Mm-hmm. But still, a towing company that has the right on themselves, doesn't law enforcement have to get involved there?
You would think so.
You think a private company should have the right to just drive around and, well, that car is violating it, get it out of here. Maybe local authorities have given them that authority to do that. But that seems a little bit wrong to me. And that's why I would think that people think that this company is abusive. And so when Britt McHenry goes in there, she's just the latest in what I'm sure is a long line of people who are just fed up with this company. Does that change your feelings about this at all? Or do you still think the one-week suspension from ESPN is worth it?
No, it did a little bit after I stumbled onto it. Because at first, when I saw the story and saw the video, I was, oh my goodness, what a horrible human being she is. But then I kind of, you read some of the other reviews and the people, how frustrated they are with this company, and you kind of see how it could happen where you lose your cool.
And did she make make a phone call before she went in and then got nowhere? Or did she just go in there?
I'm sure she just went in to get her car.
Yeah.
Once she found out where it was, you go there and, you know, you probably get hit with this. Oh, honey, we don't take credit cards. Cash only or something like that. But we don't take checks, cash or credit card, you know, one of those kind of places. I guarantee you that clerk says, well, I'm sorry, that's our policy 100 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And so, like I said, that clerk, she should be used to being abused. If you're in that job, let's take my daughter or Dan's daughter for an example. Dan's daughter's 18 years old, my daughter's 20 years old. They get a summer job. They can't find a job somewhere else. And so, okay, clerk at this towing company. All right, what's your job going to be? Well, people are going to come in here, they're going to give you their paperwork, prove that they've got it, they pay for it, you give them their keys and they go. Okay. Shouldn't you also tell that clerk, by the way, when people come in here, they are
going to be unhappy.
Yeah, and you have to be able to handle abuse.
You should be I guarantee you she heard worse that day.
Yes, from the previous and next customers, if not worse, certainly at the same baseline as what this Britt McHenry did. Now, again, I'm not a fan of hers. I don't even know who she is.
No, I had never heard of her.
I may have seen her on ESPN. I'm just going to call her your generic sideline babe. So if that's what she is, she wants to pull the I'm on TV card, that's inappropriate. But I don't take away a week's pay for the woman. She's already had enough aggravation from this idiotic towing company. Just make her write the apology and go back there. Hey, I'm sorry. I apologize. And by the way, while I'm here, I'd like to thank you for releasing the video that went viral.
Yes.
Keep that in mind as well, because this towing company had the video and it doesn't get out if they don't release it.
And we had a towing company like that, and I don't know if they're still around here in St. Louis like that. They were just towing cars like crazy.
I remember talking to some listeners who had a problem with whatever the towing company's name was, and I don't remember it.
Leisure Brothers, I think. Leisure, something like that.
I don't remember, but there's a Mexican restaurant on Manchester where people get in their cars towed all the time and had to go deal with exactly this sort of stuff. And I guarantee you there were some things said worse than what Britt McHenry was saying there. So if you're going to be the kind of person who's going to condemn her for this, think about how you would have acted in that situation. You're not going to be in polite mode. You're not going to be in gentle human interaction mode. You're going to start at pissed.
Yes.
And it's probably going to get worse. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the guy who is trying to become a golf pro by putting in the 10,000 hours of practice you supposedly need to get to that point. From zero to pro in 10,000 hours, next on KTRS.
Meet me.
And it's time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it's just the usual volume getting going now on southbound 270. We're looking busy at best right now from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, but westbound 40 is slowing Hampton through McCausland, eastbound 40, Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by the St. Louis Cardinals. This weekend, the Cards host the Reds, and there are great giveaways all weekend long, including an adult hooded sweatshirt, a Molina bobblehead, and more. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Monday, April 20th at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Round Rock Express on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Hi, this is Ron Jacobin. I'm going to make your life simpler. As you sit out on your deck or your patio, you're looking around, you're worrying about the next time you're going to have to seal it. That's a terrible job, isn't it? Well, you don't have to if you call David Monahan at Seal Max Plus. You can sit on your deck and listen to the ballgame or go play golf instead of sealing that deck. Seal Max Plus has an internal sealant for wood and concrete, and they're now in their 11th season of sealing decks and docks and patios and driveways all over the metropolitan area. SealMaxPlus.com can answer any questions you have about their 25-year product warranty. There's a great video that shows you the process. They're the original permanent sealing company. Don't be confused by other companies that use a similar name. You can hit a home run with Seal Max Plus process. Don't strike out by doing nothing this season. Give Seal Max Plus the opportunity to earn your business. 636-294-6299. Call David Monahan or go online to sealmaxplus.com and see the process. sealmaxplus.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Ah, spring in St. Louis. Finally, baseball, playoff hockey, painting. No way. If you have to paint your home, business, or church, call Rhino Shield and get a 25-year guaranteed protection for 20% off. Wow, 20%? This will be our largest savings of the year, and the offer is limited. Be smart, call 877-25-RHINO or 877-25RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius. Painting your home is personal, and we take it very serious. A-plus rated with the BBB, that's serious. If you see cracks, splits, nail pops, take advantage of our biggest savings of the year. Mention radio at 877-25-RHINO or 877-25RHINO.com. Genius.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again,
Rhino Shield.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4 inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You want that picture-perfect lawn, yet you've got major broadleaf weeds? I've got the solution. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. You want the DynaGreen long-lasting with Viper. That'll take care of all major broadleaf weeds. You need to find DynaGreen at your local independent lawn and garden dealer. And to find out more, go to DynaGreenInfo.com. Get rid of your weeds with DynaGreen long-lasting with Viper at your independent lawn and garden dealer.
Available at Pasiglia Nursery.
There are 7 overlooked risks that could financially blindside you in retirement. Find out what they are and how to protect yourself on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And on the phone is a guy by the name of Dan McLaughlin, not the Cardinals broadcaster, but the wannabe golf pro. 5 years ago, Dan quit his job to try to go by Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours rule, that in 10,000 hours, that's enough time to make you really proficient at something. But how far has he gotten in the last 5 years? Dan, welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So I was reading on your website, thedanplan.com, about various things that you've been doing. I'm curious how many hours you are into the 10,000 hours you're trying to put in.
I think 2 days ago was the 5-year anniversary of the first time I picked up a golf club, and I'm almost exactly at 6,000 hours of practice to date.
You had never played golf before 5 years ago.
Yeah, I played a 9-hole par 3 course in Omaha, Nebraska, and I didn't even know if I was a lefty or righty before I started.
Wow. Okay, so now at the 6,000 hours mark, how good are you?
My lowest handicap, we got down to a 2.6, and then it kind of has been wavering, and, you know, like the 3-4 range as I go through some swing changes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's like at the top of 3 or 4% of the 26 million registered golfers in America.
Congratulations on getting there. Now, what's the goal?
The goal for me is to play in a PGA Tour event and be good enough to make the cut and play on the weekend.
So what do you need for that?
I need to get a lot better. it's been one thing to get down to, you know, about a 2 or 3 handicap, and then it's going to take probably another 4,000 hours to get from here to, you know, plus 2 or 3, and or to get to essentially the level where you can compete at that stage.
What are you doing for money since you haven't been working? Do you have sponsors?
That's a good question. No, I don't. I saved up money before I started because I was going to go to grad school, and then I'm just using that savings to kind of exist while I do this.
Okay, then that brings up the next question. How'd Mom and Dad take that?
They're very encouraging. They said, go do it, follow your dreams, and as long as you don't need to borrow money, we're good with that.
Isn't the real answer that you're hustling people on the golf courses?
No, I think people are hustling me. Golf is such a game of sandbagging, and, you know, you'll play against, like, a 6 handicap who shoots par. There's a lot of hustlers in this game.
And are you running into a lot of them?
You know, I mean, I got like a circuit of friends and people who are, you know, better than me, same as me, worse than me, and we just compete and play, day-to-day basis, and I try to find a game every day and, you know, something that forces me to play better, and it could be $1 on the line or, you know, it could be $20, but as long as there's something there to, you know, have you, to maintain your focus, then, you know, you can see improvements.
Gives you some incentive. I understand that. But again, getting back to the money, you can't be a member of a country club. You can't afford it. So where do you play?
I actually am a member. I'm a member of one of the it's a great country club. It's in Portland, Oregon. It's called Riverside. And I joined because when I'm not a member, there's a couple months where I wasn't a member, and it actually cost me more because I had to pay range balls and pay for rounds. And so, you know, paying the, you know, $400 or $500 a month to be a member actually saves me money because I'm out every single day.
So it's cheaper to do that than to just go play public courses?
Well, yeah, you think about it. I mean, even the, you know, more affordable public courses are $25 to $30 a day. So you multiply that by 30, plus you get $10 or $20 in range balls a day. I mean, that it can add up. You're paying, you know, $800 to $900 a month to just go out to the public courses. So, mm-hmm. you know, as being a private course, you get to know the membership, and there's a lot of games you can play in. And there's also, you can just go out in the evening and just play a few holes and, you know, hit the range and do whatever you need to do.
Now, I have been to Portland, a beautiful American city, but I know that it has a little thing that might get in your way called winter. How do you play yeah. every day in Portland all year round?
Yeah, well, you know, this winter we've actually been quite blessed. My family lives in South Carolina, and I was thinking about going down there for the winter, but the weather here was actually better, you know, week to week. But, you know, usually in the wintertime, you get in your truck, get in your car, and you can head down south and, you know, go to Arizona or Southern California and get out of the rain for a couple months. But then the summertime, you know, May through October is fantastic in Portland.
I speaking of traveling, I saw on your blog that you recently went down to Pebble Beach to go there for the Pro-Am. Was that just to watch it, or did you get to play?
I got to play all the courses and then actually watch the Pro-Am and go, you know, behind the ropes. And AT&T brought me and three other people down to have a, you know, fan's eye view experience, and it was incredible. I wrote a lot of blogs about it on thedamplan.com. You know, I got to meet Jordan Spieth and walk with Jason Day and Charlie Belgian, and it was fantastic.
They give you any tips?
Yeah, Jordan kind of gave me a putting lesson, which is really good. I learned the reason why he looks at the hole in the short putts, and, you know, it makes sense. It's like you look at the basket when you're, you know, making a shot. You know, you don't, like, look at the floor and try to, you know, make a free throw or something.
Have you been taking any actual lessons from any golf pros?
Yeah, I had a couple coaches along the way. Right now I'm in between, but trying to find, kind of a world-class coach to kind of propel me to the next level.
Who will do it for free?
Well, you know, I can pay a little bit, but, you know, if you get a lot of lessons, usually you can get some kind of bulk rate. But, yeah, I can't. A lot of these guys charge $150 or $200 an hour, and there's no way I could take, you know, three lessons a week at that rate.
So what is the entry-level tournament for you that you're aiming for here? You probably have played a whole bunch of local tournaments there at the Country Club and elsewhere.
Yeah, I play a lot of stuff. I play the Oregon Am, Oregon Mid-Am, Oregon Stroke Play. I'm playing a two-man best ball tournament next weekend, and I have a little two-day tournament this weekend. I'm playing a ton of amateur stuff, and my goal is to, you know, keep on getting more experience and getting some like learning how to play under pressure, and then once I get to a better level, to go down to, you know, either the desert or somewhere where there's the mini tours and start entering those.
And now that you're 6,000 hours into this, do you think Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours to really become proficient at something is a good number?
Yeah, you know, it's an estimate, and it's based on the work of K. Anders Ericsson out of Florida State. And, you know, essentially what Anders research is that, you know, to get to the highest level, it takes people basically between, you know, 7 and 13,000 hours of deliberate practice. So Gladwell kind of summed it up and wrote a book about it, but it's not like a concrete magic number, but it's the general idea that you can keep on improving with the right type of practice.
And do you think you're living proof of that?
I've gotten to a level where you could say there is, you know, some validity in practice. You know, having never played a sport and then getting down to, you know, the top, you know, better than 5% in the world at something. But, you know, just I think within the 4,000 hours and the continued, forward movement, I think it'll really help to just prove the concept.
You mentioned meeting Jordan Spieth and the other guys at the Pro-Am in Pebble Beach. What's your worst day on a golf course?
Worst day? I mean, you know, I can go out and shoot upper 80s. Like, if I just can't do anything, I come off like 86 or 87.
But aren't there also days, let's go back to the winter thing for just a second, aren't there days where you go out there and, you know, I can't drive to Phoenix today. I'm in Portland, Oregon, and the golf course has snow and or ice on it, and I still got to go out there and put in the time. Do you do that?
Yeah, definitely. It didn't snow, and we didn't have any ice this winter, but last year we had a week of snow, which is really unusual for Portland. It's a pretty, since it's so close to the Pacific, it's pretty temperate in the winter. But you know, if the course is closed, I have a little swinging area in my garage, and I'll just go out there and work on stuff.
Yeah, Dan, the way I found out about you was through the little seat pocket magazine that Southwest Airlines puts out. You're in the April issue. I was flying home last weekend and picked it up and looked through there and saw you. And I'm curious, since that's been out there and a lot of people besides me have read it, haven't you gotten anybody in the corporate world to call you and say, hey, you know what? We like what you're doing, and we want to give you a few bucks, and we want to get behind you.
Yeah, not yet. What I found is that you really – it's a funny system, but it makes sense that you really have to be successful before you can be recognized and get successful. So it's kind of a catch-22, but I think I need to essentially start winning some tournaments before people really sign on, because – you know, everybody likes to partner up with a winner, and as much as people talk about it, I think that partnering up with a journey is a lot more difficult.
Yeah, but what about the payoff at the end?
Exactly. Well, if you know anybody in corporate America, you know, send them my way. You have my phone number.
All right. Well, good luck with this. What do you think is your immediate goal? Obviously, the goal of trying to get into one of those tournaments, one of the big tournaments, maybe even into a major, is the long-term goal. What's your goal for this year? To just be a scratch golfer?
Yeah, I would like to get down to scratch by the end of the year and also have some solid top 10 and top 5 finishes and the local Portland and Oregon amateur events.
Last question I have for you. Is it possible to concentrate so much on learning something and have a social life at the same time?
It's just like a full-time job. It's like a full-time job that you also love. So, you know, you can work your 9-to-5 and you go home some days and you just want to read about it and learn more. And then there's other days where you just, you know, you kind of punch out at the end of the day and you can go and hang out with friends. And I think that's really important to be able to differentiate between work and life. You know, everybody does it. Like Jordan Spieth, he, you know, watched the Dallas Mavericks game with his girlfriend after the Saturday round just to kind of like separate himself from all the pressure of the Masters. And I think that's it's important to be able to do that.
Yeah, and he's only, what, 21?
Yeah, he's 21.
So do you look at
him? When you meet him, though, he seems like he's 35. I mean, he's got a great head on the shoulders.
Yeah, but you are 35. Do you look at him and go, did you do 10,000 hours?
Yeah, I mean, he's done. He's easily done 10,000 hours. He's like a Rory or a Tiger. Like, he just grew up in the game, and he was obsessed and passionate about it and practiced every day before and after school. And yeah, I mean, they are all examples of the 10,000-hour rule.
Probably easier to do that when you're so much younger. I mean, how old was Tiger when he started? 3? And Jordan was probably in single digits himself when he started picking up clubs and hitting them. And at that point, you have complete support from your parents, as opposed to when you're an adult at 30 and you say, I'm going to quit this path that I'm on and just go do something else for a while, with no income and all the rest. I got a lot of respect for you in having a goal and ambition and really shooting for it. Good luck with that, Dan.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that.
If you want to learn more about Dan's journey here, you can go to his website, thedanplan.com. Dan McLaughlin here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, Dan, you've got a new crash on eastbound 70 near Air Flight. The left lane is blocked. It's a solid jam approaching Highway 270. We have westbound 70 that's slowing in the usual slot now between Union and Jennings Station Road. On southbound 170, we're pretty slow now from Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 downtown, you are slow now from It looks like Jefferson to the Poplar, no, Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then on westbound 40, heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland. We're slow again, Lindbergh out through Mason, eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, and banners to pens, magnets, calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
With threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station, KTRS. Depend on it.
Spring planting season is here, so it's time to head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on Barrett Station Road, just south of Manchester. Now is the perfect time to select freshly dug trees, including dogwoods, redbuds, magnolias, parodia, ginkgos, and blue spruce. Plant now so that you can enjoy the beautiful spring flowers of rhododendron, azaleas, lilacs, and flowering cherries. Extra large specimen-sized trees, including hornbeam, red maples, and pines have just arrived. All hardy plants are guaranteed 2 years when Sherwood installs and 1 year when the homeowner installs. Get an orange butterfly flower free with a $25 purchase while they last. So head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station Road, or call 314-966-0028 for a landscape design consultation. Sherwood's Forest is open 7 days a week.
Home and garden show.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time medical technologists to provide pathology and laboratory services for our veterans at our local facility. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Serious candidates, please call me at 314-488-8252. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me, Christine, at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I mentioned in talking to Dan in the last segment that I read about his story in the Southwest Airlines Onboard magazine. Did you hear about the story of the guy who was sleeping on board a Southwest flight and the woman next to him stabbed him repeatedly with a pen?
Yes, I heard about that.
And she left ink marks on his sleeve?
No.
Here's the part of the story that I did not know until I dug a little bit deeper into it. They were not in the air at the time. The pilot had to come on and say, our plane is heading back to the gate to escort somebody off. Now, think about that. That means this guy got on board the plane, got in his seat, and on Southwest you choose your seat so you can sit anywhere you want, got in there, got in his seat. I'm going to guess he's in an aisle seat, because that's what you do when you're first one on there. Then this woman probably got on later, and she ended up in the middle seat next to him. But in the short amount of time it took to load the plane and get out on the tarmac before they're even in the air, he's already asleep and snoring. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, it is. Maybe he was really tired.
He must have been exhausted.
Yeah.
I have fallen asleep before takeoff exactly once.
Oh, yeah, I envy those people. You see him already zonked out already?
Usually it's when I'm coming back from Las Vegas. And half the plane is the same way.
Yeah.
They're barely, they're dragging their butts down. We're exhausted. We put in too many late nights in Vegas. And then they sit down and boom, they're out. You know, drool, Homer Simpson drool coming out. So this guy was snoring and she's stabbing him with her pen. Here's the thing. She got taken off the plane. That flight, if I'm another passenger on that flight, I'm not happy. Because the flight got delayed 2 hours because of this nonsense.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
And then that flight goes, he goes with them, and she eventually gets put on another plane, and she gets to go as well.
How did she get
say
the...
why she was stabbing the guy with a pen?
No.
How did she get was
yeah,
not
to
arrested?
Be able just to fly.
That's what I don't understand.
With a pen.
That's what I don't understand. How is she able to go later on? She was charged with, quote, causing a disturbance, unquote. But then she was, it says, eventually accommodated on another flight.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
No.
I'm guessing if she had brown skin, this would have been a little bit different. We would have had media reports saying this is apparently not a terrorist attack. They would have been using language like that. You know, I snore.
Yeah.
And I completely sympathize with the guy. It's not his fault.
No.
He's not sitting in the seat there waiting to take off. How do you like that, lady? Not doing it on purpose. How about a gentle little nudge? Or, excuse me, stewardess, can I change my seat, please? Because this guy, Jenkins here, is snoring like crazy. The other thing I wanted to mention is that Southwest has a new thing they're going to do where they're going to allow book clubs in the air. But they're going to be by surprise. This happened recently on a Southwest flight where a guy had a deal with Southwest. He's got a book out that he wants to sell. He took out a microphone and a mic stand and a little speaker and starts talking to everybody on board about his book.
Why can't he just use the PA thing?
I don't know.
They use?
I don't know. But how would you like that? You're on board a flight, and
no.
All you want to do is sleep.
I would not like that.
Or watch a movie on your phone or your tablet or laptop or whatever it is, and now you got to worry about this guy. You know, I'll entertain myself on the plane.
Yeah.
Here's where it came from. I'm sure it's some marketing genius who saw the potential for revenue from some company that wants to reach a captive audience. And by the way, you don't get much more captive in the free world than in a plane at 35,000 feet.
No.
You can't leave.
Yeah.
They're not only doing this with authors, they did it a couple of times with bands. They did one with Imagine Dragons, pretty popular band.
Yeah.
They did a performance on board. Now, everybody, oh, yeah, it was great. We got to see Imagine Dragons, except for the people who didn't want to have a band playing because they had to work. Or sleep, or whatever.
Where in the heck do you put all your equipment? I guess they're doing an acoustic show or something, but still. There's not a lot of room.
They've also done fashion shows up and down the runway.
No thanks.
No! You're blocking the cart that's bringing me food.
Yes.
Get out of the